From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A few things to know about the actor and director Sarah Polley. She started acting when she was 4 in her native Canada, got critical acclaim for her role as a teenage girl injured in a school bus crash in the movie The Sweet Hereafter. Sarah Polley made her debut as a director with the subtle and devastating film Away From Her, a portrait of a marriage later in life, as the wife, played by Julie Christie, is pulled away by Alzheimer's disease. And now, at age 33, Polley is out with a new film called Take This Waltz. It's about a young couple in a comfortable marriage that's settled into flat routine.
Don't you think it's a bit weird that we've just been sitting here without talking?
What are we going to talk about? We live together. We know everything already.
Then what is the point of going out to dinner?
To eat good food. To be someplace nice. It's not to catch up.
That's Michelle Williams as Margot, Seth Rogen as her husband, Lou. And the writer and director, Sarah Polley, joins me now from Toronto. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
And let's talk about this couple. They've only been married for 5 years, but they've fallen out of rhythm, and Margot is very disenchanted. What interested you about this phase of a marriage?
I think that the original idea for the film was wanting to talk about that kind of general feeling of emptiness that all of us have at some point in our lives, if not most of our lives, that feeling that something's missing. And I feel like we live in a culture where we interpret the feeling of something missing to feel that to be that something's actually wrong and needs to be fixed or can be fixed. So I thought it was an interesting thing to talk about what happens in a long-term relationship when maybe the conversations have died down, the passion has certainly died down. Maybe there's a certain amount of contentment, but a feeling that there could maybe be more if someone was to look outside of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because Margot and Lou they're not miserable, right? They're very jokey together. They have this very strange routine where they make up awful things that they say they're going to do to each other. Let's take a listen.
I love you so much, I'm going to put your spleen through a meat grinder.
Mm. It's going to be a freaking rusty meat grinder.
I love you so much. I'm going to inject your face with a curious combination of swine flu and Ebola.
Sarah Polley, tell me about that scene.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I didn't want to make a film about a marriage that was kind of terrible and toxic. I wanted to make a film about a marriage that was playful and content and had the kind of inhibition about it that I think you can only have with, you know, someone who you've really gotten to know with, you know, all of their good qualities and all of their faults. And I feel like, you know, people, when they've been together for a really long time and have gotten perhaps too comfortable, are capable of behavior that, you know, they'd just be astonishingly embarrassed if anybody in the outside world could see them. So I wanted to sort of be a fly on the wall for that weird language that develops between married couples that no one in the outside world should be expected to understand.
Mm-hmm. And there are moments when you see them, you know, talking baby talk to each other, it you do cringe, right? I mean, you know that they're at that phase, but as a viewer, you do kind of recoil a little bit.
Yeah, because I think we'd cringe and recoil to see ourselves, you know, if we actually saw what we looked like to other people, you know, inside the confines of our long-term relationships. I mean, I think that's what's wonderful about long-term relationships is we can let our guard down and be our most embarrassing self. But it's like kind of ugly when we catch a glimpse of ourselves in a way.
Well, the seismic shift for Margot comes when she meets a young artist and rickshaw driver, Daniel. He's played by Luke Kirby, who happens to live right across the street. And their attraction is immediate. It's powerful. But for quite a long time, it's not acted upon. And I want to play you a scene. They're sitting in a cafe, and this is a purely verbal seduction by Daniel.
I just kissed the top of your head. Ever so gently. And then I kissed your eyelids. And they fluttered underneath my lips. Just a little.
A little.
And Sarah, it goes on for quite some time after that. The expressions as you watch Margot, Michelle Williams, the actress, digest this and take it in are really quite something to behold. And it does seem like if you were to shoot that scene many times, you wouldn't get that element of surprise. You sort of feel like she's hearing this all for the very first time.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, we had an exhaustive rehearsal process before shooting the film, but this was the one scene we actually didn't rehearse. So amazingly, you know, Michelle's probably one of the only actresses in the world who can blush on cue. So we did get great stuff to work with, you know, in the fifth and sixth takes. But there's some from the first take there that I just love and could never be repeated no matter what. So.
And this was scripted? This wasn't ad-libbed?
Yes, it was scripted.
How much fun was that to write?
It was pretty hilarious. I have to say, before showing the script to anybody, I paused for about 10 days and just kept deleting that scene and then putting back in and deleting it and putting it back in, because it's just like, it's somehow kind of embarrassing to have written it and to have people read it, let alone see it in a film. So finally, I just pressed send and sent it to a few friends, and it turned out to be most people's favorite scene. So
did you feel like you were channeling a different character as you wrote that scene, or did it come naturally?
I think so. I mean, I was trying to play with the idea of how much sexier the idea of somebody can be than they are in actuality. So, you know, the main passion and main sort of erotic part of the relationship between Daniel and Margot really happens in words and looks and in silences. Once there's actual physical contact, I think it becomes like quite diminished, the eroticism between them.
You know, part of what's complicated here is that Margot's husband, Lou, is he's a nice guy. He's Seth Rogen. He's this big kind of lovable teddy bear. And you sort of, as a viewer, your sympathies are really torn between these two characters, both of whom are very likable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I wanted to let the audience feel as conflicted as Margot does, if not more. I mean, I feel like I didn't want to make a film with any heroes and villains. I wanted to make a film with deeply good but deeply flawed characters. I mean, I think that most, you know, breakups happen between two fairly good people, not between, you know, someone who's in the right and someone who's in the wrong. So people are really bringing their last relationship to the film, and they feel very passionately about, you know, who she should stay with and whether she should go.
Sarah Polley, do you think, having made this movie, did you learn something about relationships that you didn't know before?
First of all, I love that you say both my names when you ask me a question. That's awesome. Well, Melissa Block, let me think about it. I don't think so, but maybe my questions got more articulate. I feel like I didn't really make this film to say a specific thing, but I made the film with a lot of questions. And I think maybe the wondering became a little bit more eloquent than it was before. But I think these things are unanswerable. I think, you know, the questions I went in with, you know, were, can you live with a gap in life? Do you constantly need to fill it? Is familiarity compatible with passion? Or is romantic love the only thing that can make us feel whole? Can anything make us feel whole? I mean, I don't think there's any answers to those questions, but I feel like it was a great thing to just walk around inside those questions for a couple of years.
Well, Sarah, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Polley wrote and directed the new film, Take This Waltz.
Take this waltz, take this waltz, take its broken waste in your hand.